to Earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the shirt up, that's a pen!
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free sting.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5, presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology, and by BetUS, the original online sportsbook. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Patrick Creighton.
This is the only live and local evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patch Creighton with you, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN on the H.I.P. listener line, on the text line, on X, Twitter at PCreighton1. Josh Evans on the other side of the glass at the Master Controls at IMJ Chevy on the X, Twitter. On the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975, ESPN975.com, ESPN975 app. Tell Google, tell Alexa, play ESPN975 and take us with you everywhere you go. You know you wanna. Dude, this is the best Monday ever. You know why it's the best Monday ever? Not even just about sports. I came in, and what is on the desk in front of me? There's 10. To Patrick, from the gloss, that would be Miss Carla Dawson. She is the gloss in the boss and the gloss on Sports Map Radio, along with our boss, David Gow. And for those of you who don't know, Miss Carla is an amazing baker. She makes, whether you're talking about Betty Crocker or Mrs. Fields or whoever you want, she puts them all to shame. And she did something very kind for me. She made me chocolate chip cupcakes. These are going to be so awesome.
They look so good from the side of the glass.
And what was I just saying? I was like, I went from an insanely high 308 pounds year and a half ago down to 245. And now I'm trying to get from 245 down to 190 by, say, my birthday, which is the middle of June. And I come in, and then these are here. And you know what this is doing? This is not helping me meet my goal, and I don't freaking care. Josh, when I came in today, it was the first thing I was talking about, how I was eating like Andrew Carlson, and I had grilled chicken and grilled broccolini for dinner tonight, and how, you know, when you're not eating the carbs, you know, you eat a little bit more of the vegetables and the protein because, well, you're freaking hungry. This is tremendous. Thank you, Miss Carla. We love you very much. Those are going to be awesome. And yes, I will share because it is wrong, as my Uncle Tony would say. It is wrong to have food like that and not share it with the people that you're working with or that are in the house. That is wrong. So we're not going to do that. We will share. And they will be awesome. They will be very awesome. Things happened today that maybe should have happened a week ago, but all is now right in the universe. And by the way, all of you, those of you who besmirch the name of my good friend Bob Nightingale, you can say your penance right now. Go stand in the corner. Say three All Fathers, 10 Hail Marys, and 2 Glory Bees. And say your penance because Bob was spot on with the Astros yet again. Told you, you know, Brad Auspice not really being considered for the job and that Joe Espada was going to be the manager. And today, Dana Brown only needed about 12 seconds to make the world right again.
I am excited to announce that Joe Espada is going to be the new manager of the Houston Astros.
Now, maybe the Astros, you know, they were the guy, you know, going to the prom where they asked out a girl they knew was really cute and smart, and but they were trying to see if they could upgrade to somebody who maybe was a little sexier, a little trashier, a little hoeier. But in the end, they came to their senses because the girl who dresses trashy is not always, is not usually, actually, if we're going to be honest, is most often not as good as the really cute girl who knows how to dress it up. Because, you know, you might want a bad girl, but a good girl is a bad girl that doesn't get caught. And if you want the tail to wag, do you want it to wag for every guy in town or just for you? Well, they finally got the right person. They got the right date, and it is Joe Espada. Here is Joe Espada talking about becoming the manager of the Houston Astros.
When Dusty retired, did you have a feeling that this was going to be your opportunity, and did you get the sense that you were going to be the front runner for this job?
I prayed. I really hoped that I was going to be, that I get a chance to stay home and manage this team. I love this city. I love this team. I love this community. And I know I can protect and continue success and bring winning, continue winning in this city. So I'm excited about this opportunity. And again, I can't wait to start working. You know what? I have front row seat to two incredible managers. The last 4 years working for Dusty, watching him connect and work. And, you know, to say that I was the bench coach of a future Hall of Fame manager, it's incredible. It was an honor. And just watching him, how he prepares, how he communicated, how much he cared about winning and how hard he pushed players, and in a good way, he really cared about the importance of communication and collaboration, and he allows us coaches to do our job to get the guys ready to play. I really appreciated that, and I think that's really going to help me for my next step.
You know, the important things you hear there from Joe Espada, he wanted to stay home. He said here. Home, Houston. Talked about how, you know, being prepared to be the manager, working under A.J. Hinch, working under Dusty Baker. How Dusty gave his coaches, you know, the freedom to coach. And how he felt that empowered him and prepared him to be the manager. Like I said, I love Dusty. I've always loved Dusty, but it was time. Dusty was 100% the right hire in 2020. He was the right guy. He was the right guy in 2021. He was the right guy in 2022. He just wasn't the right guy last year, and he's not the right guy for next year. You can be the right guy 4 years ago and the wrong guy today. Those two lines can intersect. Today, Joe Espada is the right guy, and you know, that's something we've been saying for a long time. Today, Joe Espada is the right guy. And here is Dana talking about Joe Espada with Julia Morales after the press conference introducing Espada as the 20th manager in the franchise history of the Houston Astros.
With General Manager Dana Brown, you know, I just asked Joe this. He knows you guys. You guys have a relationship already, but what did you want to hear from him? What is it that you were looking for when you guys sat down, Joe?
Well, I mean, I knew pretty much what his character was like. I just wanted to know what his feel for the club was like. That was the main thing. What was his thought process on evaluating our players? What did he know about the players' makeup and things like that? And so I thought he did an outstanding job during this interview process, and we're really excited to have him.
This was also the first time for you to get to go through this process in this position. Did you, you know, what was that experience like for you guys?
Yeah, I just know that I'm, it's a fun experience, but I know that I'm looking for guys that have been in a grind, you know, sort of like myself. I was in a grind for like 33 years in baseball before I landed this GM job. And so I know Joe's got 25 plus years in, 13 plus as a coach. And so I know he's been in a grind looking for this opportunity, and he was like the perfect candidate.
So now I know you're both busy. We were just talking off camera how busy you guys are. What is next now that you've got Joe in place?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a discussion about the bench coach. I mean, that's probably priority number one. We'll get that right, and then we'll start talking about needs of the Major League team, you know, whether it's backup catcher or whether it's bullpen help. So we'll get into some of those talks. But, yeah, we got our work cut out because we want to continue to win here.
Yeah, it's a good team, but you're looking for some help. There's some free agents. It's just the normal stuff, right?
Yeah, it's as I said before, it's always good to be greedy with winning, so we want to continue that process.
Now, Josh, there was a line there, in case you didn't hear it, that said Joe Espada was the perfect candidate. If you would be so kind as to just clip that one little piece, because that's going to come in handy a little bit later on. Just given that's called foreshadowing.
I got you.
That is going to come into play probably around 8:30. That particular quote, probably around 8:30, when a member of the local Houston media gets yet another ass-tearing session from yours truly. When you want it, I deliver. And I tell you what, this was the move the Astros were supposed to make the whole time. And much like a year ago when James Click was basically shown the door very unceremoniously, it was never about new direction, new philosophy, etc. They needed a new personality, and they wanted somebody who would not be so far to the ends of the earth one way or the other when it comes to how you get your information. Meaning, they didn't want somebody who was 100% analytics. They didn't want somebody who was 100% traditional. They wanted a blend. And it's something that Jeff Bagwell, among others, actually talked about, was having a blend of the analytics and the real traditional style metrics and baseball knowledge. And then if you can blend those two things together, you have the perfect scenario, right? You don't want to be Kevin Cash in Tampa Bay taking out your pitcher who's got a one-hitter because, well, the book says I got to take him out. And then your bullpen comes in, they lay a big fat egg, and you lose. Blake Snell was dealing. You let him deal. It's the World Series. You do not want a manager that has a binder and doesn't look at the field and doesn't look at the players and doesn't understand what's going on. Well, the binder says, and that's all they do. Because if you just want somebody to manage by the binder, you could literally go down to like any workforce here in Texas and find somebody for $15 an hour who can read a book. The manager needs to be more than that. Dusty kind of leaned the other way. Dusty didn't want to hear about the analytics. Didn't want to hear from research. Didn't give a damn what the front office said. He gonna do it his way. Okay, and that was fine when it was with James Click, who ticked off the owner because he didn't get the star that he wanted and never figured out how to repair that relationship. But it wasn't fine with the new general manager, who was not as hard on, you know, has to be analytics all the time as James Click was, and you still can't get along with him. Joe Espada, who worked under AJ, who had that relationship with Jeff Luhnow, where it was very much a partnership between the front office and the manager and how they ran the team, and he worked under Dusty, where there was no partnership between the front office and the manager. And he understands how it's supposed to work. He knows the players on the team. They all respect him. He knows every pitcher, every hitter. He knows the guys in the minors. He knows everything about this team inside and out. He's been here since 2018. He was the right guy for the job. On top of that, Joe Espada showed you today, like, if you understand anything about personalities and, you know, you have like a type of guy that you want to root for and a type of guy you would never root for. Like, I will never root for Trevor Bauer. I don't care if the court said, Well, he didn't commit a crime by beating the holy crap out of a woman because, well, you know, maybe she kind of wanted him to do it. If you're willing to beat the crap out of a woman half your size, you're a colossal POS. I don't care if she says beat me. If you're willing to do it, you're seriously screwed in the brain, and I don't want you anywhere near my freaking team or anything I know. I hope everything about you dies. Joe Espada showed you he is exactly the opposite. Next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights and fish.
We got weights and fish.
There we go. Oh!
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5, presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology, and by BetUS, the original online sportsbook. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, these chocolate cupcakes have huge chocolate chips in them. Oh my God, these things are amazing. And I don't mean to be tormenting all of you with amazing chocolate cupcakes, but they are amazing. I love Miss Carla Dawson. She is absolutely awesome. I was going to say like three other things, but I was wondering if maybe they were inappropriate. Because they usually had some kind of adjective descriptor that might be on the SEC ban list, like bleeping awesome. But yeah, I love Carla. She's awesome. You know, it's really cool when we get to root for people that you like. You know, like, for example, even though I would root for the Astros, I didn't want to root for Roberto Osuna. Because he's scum. I don't want to root for that guy. I don't want to root for people that I think are just disgraceful human beings. I want to root for people that I actually like. And I know that that was a topic of conversation for a long time here with the Texans because, you know, you had the McNair personality profile and no bad apples. But there is a point where it's like, all right, you know, he got bagged with, you know, marijuana or he got caught doing 90 miles an hour in a 60. I don't care about that. If you're the kind of person who beats on a woman, I care about that. If you're the kind of person who's randomly shooting up places, I care about that. If you run somebody over and then bail because you're high on meth, I care about that. Joe Espada is everything in a person that you want to root for. Here is Joe Espada.
Pamela, thank you, my love, for your support and your love and your patience. And my daughters, girls, I know how much this means to you. And I want to share something with you. You remember when we always go to school and daddy tells you guy about doing your best, working hard, and follow your dreams? Well, daddy is living his dream. Okay? You guys could do whatever you want. Whatever you put your mind to it, you guys can accomplish that.
With Pamela Espada, I want to congratulate you and the entire family. I loved how Joe kind of just kicked it off. Talking family, that's what this is all about for you guys. How are you guys feeling on a day like this?
It is amazing to just see his dream come true. Told somebody we've been married for almost 14 years now, and I've almost been with him his whole coaching journey. And just how hard he's worked and how he puts in his all every day to the team, to his family is amazing to just be here with him and enjoy it.
The girls look beautiful too. Oh, how are they feeling?
They are so excited. Good. When they found out, just over the moon. And it was cute to see their genuine response because the same thing, like how they always knew it was his dream and they were just so excited for him.
What do you think makes Joe the right guy?
I think his ability to communicate with people and kind of pull the best out of them. I feel like I've seen that develop in him.
Houston's home to you guys. You guys have made it home. What is it about the organization and the, you know, just the Astros in Houston that you love so much?
I mean, it is an amazing city. I feel like people have been so nice to us ever since we showed up here, and to know now that we're going to be here for at least 3 years to come. But my older daughter, I always told her wherever we were in eighth grade, she would finish high school here. So I will at least be here, hopefully, Joe, for a very long time to come.
So a couple of things we learned here. Number one, Joe Espada's got a 3-year deal because his wife Pamela said they're going to be here for at least 3 more years. So Joe's got a 3-year deal. Also, how cool was it? Here's Joe Espada at the dais during the press conference thanking his wife for being patient with him, for understanding that his job was going to take him away from the family but allow him to provide for them, for thanking his daughters. I know I couldn't be at all the events that you wanted me to be at, but it was important for me to be able to give you the life that I wanted you to have. And then to hear his wife talking with Julia as the woman who is the rock of the family, right? The woman who supports her husband. The woman who understands she's there, she's the caretaker of the children and the person who runs the family. So often in the media, we highlight the dumb things that people do in sports, whether it's the athlete or the wife, girlfriend, who, you know, they're doing something where it's basically just, hey, I'm going to be an attention whore, or I'm going to do some internet hoeing, or I'm going to say something really, really stupid. And I wanted to take a moment to highlight the opposite. The wholesome family. The family that actually works together and sticks together and supports each other. You know, the kind of dynamic that we all want to have, right? It goes back to what I was talking about earlier, but, you know, the girl who looks trashy is not always a better choice than the girl who looks cute. You might think she's the better choice for tonight, but if you're talking about having a relationship, you're talking about building something to be successful, they ain't there for the long haul.
I love the analogies today. It's just lessons.
This is good people having success, having good fortune. Joe Espada is the kind of person I want to root for. Joe Espada is the kind of person, like, and his family, they're the people I want to be successful. And when you can come, when you can add that together, people you like, people who succeed, and you put them together, isn't that the perfect scenario? You don't have, oh, well, he wins, but, you know, he's a total jerk. You know, he's not Leo DeRocher. Leo DeRocher won. Leo DeRocher was basically a gigantic man whore. Didn't care who knew. And he was a man whore in the 40s when being a man whore was not acceptable. Didn't care. I mean, hell, got himself suspended for it. Because he was supposed to be Jackie Robinson's first manager. But he got suspended. Why? Because he was being a trash bag hoe. That's why. Joe Espada's the kind of guy that you want to root for. So on top of the fact that, yeah, we want the Astros to win. On top of the fact, yeah, we want to make good decisions. I want him to win. Because he's the kind of person that you're able to relate to. He's like a regular, hardworking dude. Right? That's like the family next door. They're just hardworking people. I got to root for that guy. But, you know, not everybody can just be happy that the Astros made the right decision. They got the right guy. No. There's always at least one super douche who's got to say idiotic things. His name is Jeremy Booth, and he's a, quote, baseball analyst with KHOU 11. And we heard a little idiotic from him last week. Oh, he doubled down, and he's about to get a double help and an ass whip next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me.
night Houston sports talk only happens here. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. By Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. And by MedUS. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
So last week, actually, you know, before I get into this, somebody on the text line texted in, can we root against A-Rod? Not for being a former junk grabber, not for being a former yucky, not for being a TV analyst, but for being fake, untrustworthy, and disingenuous. Hell frickin' yeah, you can. Not to mention the biggest damn cheater in baseball in 100 years. Absolutely. Everything that guy touches crashes and burns. Imagine this. Your whole life, you screw up everything. You leave baseball in disgrace. You basically get thrown a lifeline. Hey, we'll bring you on TV as an analyst. Let's rehab your image. You start dating Jennifer Lopez. And you screw it up. How do you cheat on Jennifer Lopez? I mean, hey, you know what? I know you're super hot and a billionaire. But, you know, there's some Perkins waitress that, you know, I want a Tiger Woods with. Hey, really? Everything this guy touches, he destroys. Because he's a clown. We don't root for clowns. Bleep him. Bleep this guy, too. So last week, Jeremy Booth, who is allegedly a baseball analyst for KHOU 11, I say allegedly because the things that he says don't sound like an analyst. They sound like somebody who's carrying water for Dusty Baker, who doesn't need you to carry his water because he's going to the Hall of Fame one way or another. Doesn't need you to carry his water, but you want to do it because it makes you feel important, even though, well, you're not. Here's what Jeremy Booth said last week on the Extra Bases podcast with Jason Bristol of KHOU 11.
Lance McCullers could, you know, you don't may not like him for this team. You may not think he's a good fit, but some of the stuff you guys said, you ought to be embarrassed. You ought to be embarrassed because the rest of the game looked at that. And this is right on the heels of Dusty Baker looking at that, right? And saying, I don't want to be here anymore because I don't listen to the bloggers. That's why I went to the house. I'm 74 years old and all the stuff I went through, you ran me out. And some of you celebrated it.
That's good enough. That's good enough. Because that's kind of the crux of it. This jackass is actually coating the water for Dusty that bloggers ran him out of town. Dusty Baker's a baseball lifer. He came up in 1968 in Atlanta as a 19-year-old rookie. How do you think Atlanta treated a 19-year-old black man in 1968? Take a wild freaking guess. Okay, you heard Dusty talk about for years as people who were his Buck O'Neill, all-time great, player manager, all the things he went through, Negro Leagues, baseball, Hank Aaron, all the hate he got because he was going to break the sacred record that belonged to Babe Ruth. You think what Roger Maris got for breaking Ruth's single season? You'd have no idea what Hank Aaron went through. And you're telling me that this man, who played, you know, baseball into the mid-80s and managed for what, another 35 years. That guy got run off by bloggers? My ass! Dusty got ran off by the R&D department. And he might have got run off by his general manager because he couldn't get along with him. And he might have been told by the owner, listen, thanks, but it's time. But there is no way on God's green earth you're telling me some bloggers in Houston. Oh, and apparently an unnamed radio host. Don't know who that might be. Name names, coward. Bloggers ran Dusty off? Bruh, you've been to Philly? You've been to New York? You've been to Boston? You've been to Chicago? Hell, you've been to L.A.? If you're worried about bloggers, try what happens when they're on a 50,000-watt clear channel station. And they're tearing you a new one morning, noon, and night. Houston media is a cotton ball compared to what you get in Boston, Philly, New York, Chicago. And you're telling me the media in Houston, not even the full media, just some bloggers, ran off a baseball lifer? You're friggin' high. You are freaking high. But on top of that, he decided to double down late last night on another podcast with Jason Bristol of KHOU. Here's what he said. Here's what this tool bag said last night.
Now, I will say this. The bloggers and tweeters, some of Jeremy's favorite people, they seem to be rejoicing over this, as it almost seems like they feel that Joe Espada is some sort of like analytics savior. Do we know this for certain, Jeremy?
You know, last I heard, and this is just from the bloggers and tweeters, you know, the shifting was invented 7 days ago, right? I mean, we don't know what this is going on. Joe Espada is a baseball guy. He's a modern baseball guy. He's probably a little more inclined to listen to some, you know, modern statistics, or let's call them deeper analytics. But to think that Joe's, his background, where he's come from, the organizations he's worked with, the culture of baseball he's brought up in is analytic only, that's a pretty myopic viewpoint. They're celebrating because they think they got a victory here. They didn't get a victory. The Astros got the guy they wanted. It's happened to work out with something they agree with.
He is Jeremy Booth, our KHO 11 baseball
This tool bag had to dig in deep. Oh, bloggers and tweeters think the shift was invented 7 days ago. That is an asshat statement from somebody trying to be an asshat. Let me tell you something about bloggers. And most bloggers do a lot more homework than this clown. Most bloggers are digging their way through all the info they can possibly get. You know, if you've ever looked at some of the blogs, right? You got the guys from Apollo Media. You have, they got Larry the GM. There's a bunch of Astros blogs out there. Michael Schwab does one. All these guys do tons of homework. They put in a lot of effort into finding all the deep numbers, all the trends, all the patterns. And I know when I posted pictures of the Williams shift, because teams used to shift harder than anything you saw in the last 7 years, they shifted harder against Ted Williams, who hit 406 in 1941. It didn't matter. But this idea of, oh, well, the bloggers think the shift was invented 7 days ago. That's a guy who thinks because he works at KHOU 11, he can big time the guys who are working for the smaller platforms. Like, I'm better than you because I'm on TV and you're just a blogger. Except you're making yourself look like a giant moron. And I don't know if you're doing it on purpose or maybe this is just you, because I don't know you. I don't know you. I only know what you say, what's on the video. And on the video, you are a dumbass. You're a dumbass. There's no other way around it. Oh, the bloggers are happy that the Astros got Joe Espada? No, everybody's happy the Astros hired Joe Espada. In fact, here's where we pay off the foreshadowing. What did Dana Brown say about Joe Espada today?
He was like the perfect candidate.
He was like the perfect candidate. But the bloggers and the tweeters, you're a jackass. How many times did we mock Kevin Durant for his 147 burner accounts because every time somebody on Twitter would say something, he'd get his panties all twisted? When you are that famous, when you're a professional athlete, what Rando on Twitter has to say about you should mean nothing, zip, zilch, and nada. You know why? They don't sign your damn check. but they probably buy you jerseys and buy tickets and pay for parking and pay for concession. They're paying you. But you're too stupid. You're too egotistical. You're too short-sighted. Your skin is so thin. Every little thing got to drive you crazy. Like when some rando on Twitter said, you know, if LeBron didn't go to Miami, he'd have less rings. And he's like, yeah, but I'd still be just as great. I'm chosen. Dude, why do you care? Every Astros fan should be happy today because Joe Espada was the right candidate. The bloggers knew it. The tweeters knew it. I knew it. Jay Shev knew it. Everybody at this station knew it. Everybody at the other two stations knew it. Everybody at the part-time sports stations knew it. Everybody at other TV station knew it except Jeremy Booth.
He was like the perfect candidate.
I mean, I don't know how many L's you want to take, bro, but keep posting videos. I got plenty of heat for you. The bloggers. The tweeters. How about the douchebaggery? Because that is what you seem to excel at. Man, we'll hear more from Joe Espada next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
You was a toilet baby. Tip just popped down like a little old turd, just right down in a bowl.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's Late Hits with Patrick Creighton. Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical Rx, by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology, and by BetUS.
You know, I give Jerome Solomon credit for this. He's the first person I saw tweet it out. You know, going back to when Dusty had to tell his wife not to bring his son Darren to baseball games in Chicago because of death threats that had to be investigated by the FBI. But yeah, bloggers ran Dusty Baker out of town. You believe that? You know, if you believe that, you probably also believe the earth is flat. You got to be a total freaking idiot. And look, when somebody shows you they're an idiot, believe them. Here's more from Joe Espada, who was on MLB Now after his press conference. And here's Espada talking about operations and analytics.
Yeah, look, I know it's about, now I saw the news conference, like, and I know every manager has to say it. I know it's about people, it's about culture, but how much do you learn about data-driven decision-making in Houston?
You know what, Brian, what I keep learning about it is that you can't ignore the human side of things. You can't, you know.
No one's, but if you're not ignoring it, I'm just saying, how about, you know, again, you're coming from a lifetime of baseball and suddenly here's this modern baseball ops department, especially in Houston. So that part of it, what did that teach you? Or you're like, nah, I know all this stuff. Or did it open your mind?
No, it opens my mind. Absolutely, 100%. 100%, there's information that comes in and how our model changes every day, right? We use, like, new data. We have new programs, and we make sure that we stay in the forefront on those areas. So, you know, we are a very progressive organization, and we do a really good job having people that keep us informed. We have great coaches that know how to digest and give the information to the players.
So things you learn there. Number one, Brian Kelly, shut the hell up and let him talk. Number two, Joe Espada is going to be far more accepting of information from analytics, information from R&D on, you know, the baseball decisions and who to play, why to play him, when to play him than his predecessor was. You just heard Espada talk about how they do a great job in the analytics and the research department. And they have tremendous info. Now you've got a guy who's actually going to use it. Here's more from Joe Espada talking about how the human element of the game impacts decisions, specifically like removing a starter.
I would imagine. Look, you guys are state of the art. And I think the most fascinating thing, Joe, it's like a simple thing, but third time through the order, right, is where the blame is going to be on the pitcher or it's going to be on you. What's your general thought on that or philosophy on that? A pitcher who's cruising, but you see the start of the diminishing skills. How long do I go? What are my emotions? What are my facts? How do you do that?
Well, you know what? You mentioned if the guy is cruising, his stuff is still good, crisp. He's still executing pitches. The opponent batters don't look comfortable. You know, I look at the stuff. But also, you can't ignore the numbers. When he tells you this guy third time through the order, there's fatigue that comes in. The shape of his pitches are not the same. Those are things that I also look closely. That's why every time the pitcher comes in the dugout, right, and he sits around and you connect, you have that conversation with him. You ask your catcher how the shape of his pitches. Mm. You know, that conversation, that back and forth, you can't ignore that. That's the human side of the game that you can't just completely walk away from.
Man, I love the fact that you hear him talking about how, yes, they have a lot of research and they know all about it. But if your guy is dealing, your guy is dealing. And if the book says take him out, but he's dealing, maybe you let him have a little restraint. And if the book says you could push him a little further, but he's struggling, maybe you got to yank him. This is, like, common sense. This is exactly that blend of analytics and traditional baseball that you're supposed to be blending together. It's exactly what we talked about last year when James Click left the organization. It is the same exact thing we're talking about this year, just from the other side of the coin. With James Click, he was all analytics all the time. With Dusty Baker, he was screw your analytics. Now you have two guys in Dana Brown and Joe Espada who both understand the blend of the two styles and the understanding of how to work together. So this is about the best scenario the Astros could get. I mean, this is a great day for the Astros. They got the right manager. And for those of you who may have been wondering who was calling the shots in Game 5 of the ALCS when Dusty Baker got ejected, you know, was Joe Espada the guy who was making the calls, bringing in Ryan Pressly, going Yiner and then Singleton to get guys on base for Jose Altuve? Here is Joe Espada talking about what went down starting in that eighth inning in Game 5 of the ALCS when he took over for an ejected Dusty Baker.
Right. You know what's fascinating, though, is what you say, the shape of the pitches. Like, oh, okay. Right. The layperson is not thinking of exactly that. Now you're in the weeds. All right. I'll bring something else up. When Dusty Baker got tossed in Game 5 of that ALCS, you went into pinch hit mode, right? Diaz, Singleton, that set up Altuve with the three-run shot. Give me your philosophy on that. That was a big moment.
You know what, Brian? I think the big moment in that game was actually the eighth inning. They had first and second with nobody out, and I know with our resilient offense that we just needed to put a zero on the board, and we had a really good shot of winning that game. I really feel comfortable saying, you know, if we put a zero here, let's bring our closer in, put a zero on the scoreboard. We got a chance to win the game in the ninth, and that's exactly what happened. Pressly came in, shut the door, and then the ninth inning came around. We have talk about who's a good matchup against Leclerc. Leclerc has been really tough against righties. Mm-hmm. He's got his cutter, he's got his slider, so. You know, I was ready to make those suggestions to Dusty before the inning started. Now he gets ejected. Now I'm the one who's got to make the call. So for me was, you know what, this guy is going to try to pound Diaz with a sinker. Also, another thing about Diaz, and comes about, it's what we talk about, the behavior of the hitter. Diaz is, you know, leading off an inning, you get a different type of approach. Now he's just trying to get on base. Mm. Now if he represents the tying run, now he's going to try to go deep. That's kind of the mentality of a young player who has power, but he's also a polished hitter. So I try to make sure that, you know what, I want to send Diaz out there early. He's going to give me a good approach and good at bat. Now Singleton, if Diaz reaches, now he's got the left side of the field open. Now he could work, could work or walk. And the goal was for me, I really want to get people on base for Jose Altuve. I've seen it way many times. Mm-hmm. When Jose Altuve comes to the plate with people on base, something special is about to happen. So it was building towards that. Diaz gets the hit. Singleton grinds out a walk. And I get goosebumps thinking about it. I'm like, here comes Altuve. Here comes Altuve. And how he stays calm, poised, big swing, and we won the game. It was a special game, big win, and I wish we would have won one more after that.
Now, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about Joe Espada being the right guy, you're just hopeless. You know, all that, well, you know, is Espada telling Dusty to make the wrong decisions? Clearly, Espada tells Dusty to make the right decisions. Dusty does what he wants. Dusty didn't know what hand Yordan hurt. You think he knew that Yiner Diaz had a different approach leading off versus coming up later on in the inning with the guy on base? Joe Espada knew. Joe Espada knew Diaz would have a better approach, a more patient approach, squeeze down on the zone, not expand the zone as the leadoff guy, because he had a different mindset as a leadoff guy than coming up with guys on base. He knew Leclerc struggles against lefties. I'm going to send up my lefty hitter who has a very excellent eye for the strike zone. John Singleton gets a walk. And now here's Jose Altuve with two guys on. Boom. Espada knew exactly how that was going to play out. I don't think Dusty would have made those decisions. I don't think Dusty would be aware that Yiner Diaz might have a little different approach as a leadoff guy than another guy, because Dusty's too busy strapping his ass to the bench. Yiner Diaz finished fifth in AL Rookie of the Year this year. Maybe because he only had 62 at-bats on June 1st. Instead of, you know, close to 200. He had 62 freaking at-bats. It's tough to win when you're a part-time player. And you wonder, what kind of numbers would Yiner Diaz have put up if he played a full season? And now I don't necessarily endorse, hey, here's what he did in a half a season, so just project this to what he would have done for a full season. But if we're going to have an idea of such a thing, right? His 162 game average would have been 34 homers and 90 RBI as a catcher. That's Rookie of the Year. 837 OPS. That's Rookie of the Year. Yiner got 355 at-bats. That 162-game average was 535 at-bats. If he'd have played every day, say for 115, 120 games, he'd have hit that number. But I'm sure he will think about, well, you know, I'm really appreciative to Dusty for not playing me, because I know that I'm a better player because he didn't play me. Yeah, I remember. And if you don't remember, the internet doesn't forget. Coming up next, looking for my haters. Looking for my haters. And there were a lot of you, especially on the Twitch feed, when it came to the Houston Texans and CJ Stroud before this season started. I remember when I said this team should win 7-8 games, and y'all said, you're crazy, you're stupid, you don't know nothing, they're going to be a bottom three team. Stroud's going to be a bust. I told you he was going to be a star. He's going to be a bust. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's time for you to say you're sorry and make your penance next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
It's a hard life picking stones and pulling teats, but sure as God's got sandals, it beats fighting dudes with treasure trails.